colorful kids' toys line Lauren and Matthew's living room in their Omaha home. A small plastic jungle gym sits in their dining room, and a booster seat is parked at the kitchen table. It's all for their oldest son, who's just shy of 2 years old.
He is as close to a perfect child as you can get. He's a happy kid.
We're a little biased.
Lauren and Matthew aren't the couple's real names. The Midwest Newsroom agreed to give them anonymity because of the sensitive nature of their story. Up the stairs and to the left, there's a special place for their second son.
He has his own little dedicated spot in our bedroom.
A blue teddy bear named Blueberry sits on a shelf. In his lap is a pewter heart about the size of a baseball. It holds the ashes of their son, Sky, who was never born but grew for 16 weeks during pregnancy.
So we tuck Sky's urn into Blueberry, gives him a comfy place.
4 months ago, Lauren and Matthew were overjoyed when she learned she was pregnant for a second time. They already adored their toddler and love being parents. Then, after 8 weeks, Lauren noticed a rash that looked a little like chicken pox.
When the spots came up, they were really strange, and I just had a really bad feeling about what they meant.
That bad feeling came true when she tested positive for the one thing her doctor was really concerned about, a virus called cytomegalovirus, or CMV. That diagnosis came at 12 weeks. While CMV is often mild for adults, it can be dangerous when women contract the virus during their pregnancy and it's passed to the fetus.
It can cause really severe birth defects or anomalies and neurologic conditions after delivery. That can also cause stillbirth, typically in the early to late third trimester as well.
That's Emily Patel, a maternal fetal specialist at Methodist Health System in Omaha. She wasn't Lauren's doctor, but she's familiar with her case and has worked with patients in similar circumstances. She says CMV is especially cruel because it's nearly impossible to predict what will happen. Scans might confirm the virus.
But the absence of ultrasound findings doesn't rule out the possibility of severe consequences either. It is one of those viral fetal infections that can be really tricky to counsel patients on.
Lauren and Matthew felt like they were stuck in a nightmare. Matthew says they weighed their hopes for a potentially healthy baby against possible problems like hearing and vision loss, developmental delay, or even pregnancy loss. Their doctors couldn't offer them any guarantees.
It was the hardest week of our lives, was having to talk about this.
Lauren says she wasn't worried about loving her son if he was disabled. It was the other possibilities.
I couldn't take the gamble that he would die in my arms shortly after birth. I couldn't take the gamble that he would have a lot of pain and suffering in his life. I couldn't take that gamble.
In the end, Lauren says the health risks were too high and they decided to end the pregnancy. They did a final ultrasound appointment at 16 weeks, 4 weeks past Nebraska's abortion ban. Lauren says it felt like an opportunity to say goodbye.
We never would have chosen this. This was a set of circumstances that happened, and we have to move in one path or another.
Their hospital helps them make an appointment in Kansas, where abortions are allowed until 22 weeks, but Lauren says she felt alone during unimaginable pain.
Like you're being abandoned by the medical system. Like you're being abandoned by your government. You're being abandoned by your health insurance.
When Lauren is missing Sky, she pictures the place that inspired his name. They named him after the Isle of Sky in Scotland, where the couple visited years ago. It's a rugged island with green grasses, jagged rocks, and rushing winds.
We want his spirit to be as wild and free and peaceful and beautiful as the Isle of Skye. He can be happy and at peace without any pain, without any suffering, only love.
To her, that's where Skye lives. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Rumbert.